Angels rock struggling Miller with three home runs in rout of Dodgers. Anaheim, California, Mickey Moniak hit a three-run home run and Griffin Canning pitched 6 2/3 strong innings in the Los Angeles Angels' 10-1 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers on Wednesday night. Dodgers designated hitter Shohei Ohtani went 0-for-4, finishing his two-game return to Angel Stadium 1-for-8 with an RBI triple and two runs scored on Tuesday. Taylor Ward homered in his third straight game, and rookie Nico Cavadas also went deep in the long-struggling Angels' second victory over the major league-leading Dodgers in their past 14 meetings. The rivals split the four-game freeway series this season. Bobby Miller had another rough outing for the Dodgers, who lost for only the fourth time in 16 games. He yielded 7 runs on 5 hits, including the 3 homers, and 3 walks over 5 innings, despite striking out 8. "It's kind of hard to put into words, but recently I've been feeling really good, and I still felt really good today," Miller said. Besides the first inning, there was a lot of good in there. "Just a couple of good fastball hitters. Just a couple of bad pitch selections." Miller has spent all summer attempting to regain the form of his impressive rookie season, and he seems increasingly unlikely to be in the Dodgers' postseason plans after allowing 17 earned runs in 4 starts since returning from the minor leagues to patch another hole in his club's injury-plagued rotation. Manager Dave Roberts sounded disappointed in the Dodgers' young right-hander, although he said Miller will start again next week. "I don't think they sequenced well tonight," Roberts said of Miller and catcher Austin Barnes. "I don't think they used his secondary pitches the right way to protect the fastball. Very predictable to an aggressive, fastball-hitting team. Where we're at right now with certain players, Bobby in this particular case, performance matters. It's just got to be better. He knows that. You just can't come out there and give up 5 runs and put us behind the 8-ball. Canning had another high point in his up-and-down season, yielding 4 hits and 4 walks while striking out 7 and holding the Dodgers scoreless until the 7th. The victory was Canning's first since August 4th. "Canning was outstanding. Tonight was about him," Angels manager Ron Washington said. "Good fastball, moving it around. Good off-speed stuff." The Angels' first 5 batters reached base and scored. After Anthony Rendon bounced a bases-loaded single up the middle to score 2 runs, Moniak hit Miller's next pitch to deep right field. Cavadas added his second major league homer in the second inning. "It would be nice to finish the rest of the season swinging the bats," Washington said. Ward connected for his 21st homer of the season in the 5th inning, putting the Angels up 7-0 while extending his hitting streak to a career-best and current American League-best 14 games. Late in a largely disappointing season, Ward has homered in 4 of his past 5 games. The Dodgers pulled Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar Hernandez, and Miguel Rojas in the late innings, giving them a few extra innings of rest ahead of Thursday's day off. Andy Pages finally chased Canning with an RBI single in the 7th, driving in his first run in nearly 3 weeks. Ward, Joe Adell, and Zach Neto added RBI singles for the Angels in the 8th. Angel Stadium was sold out for the 2nd straight night, marking 5 sellouts in Anaheim this season. Trainer's Room. Dodgers, right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto is set to return to the rotation Tuesday after missing nearly 3 months with a right-arm injury, Roberts said. Angels, first-round draft pick Christian Moore has a torn meniscus in his left knee. The team plans to treat the injury conservatively, but Moore possibly could return to play for AA Rocket City this season. Up next. Dodgers, no starter has been announced for the opener of a 6-game homestand Friday against Cleveland. Angels, Jack Kokanowicz is scheduled to start Thursday at Texas in the opener of a 4-game series against the Rangers. By Greg Beauchamp.